This administration is going to go down in history as one of the most corrupt presidential administrations ever. This is a profoundly venal and corrupt man, and everyone down the chain from him has their own venal corruption about them. They can't run the blocking and tackling against the Russia investigation and the attacks on the Justice Department that Mark Meadows and Devin Nunes and these guys have been doing for months.
Among the many reasons I like Rick Wilson is he's just had it. Sound like anyone you know? At The Rick Wilson, he's a great follow on Twitter as well, Republican political strategist. And the guy just tells the truth. And is trying to save the country. You know, fair enough. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys. How are you, Steve?
Doing fine, and welcome to the show. You know what a big fan I am, and I appreciate you saying the things that need to be said. We try to do that here as well, because this isn't about Republican or Democrat. This is about saving the country.
It absolutely is, and you know, it would have been very easy for me to spend the next couple of years after 30 years of being a loyal soldier in the Republican Party, just keeping my mouth shut and making money. But instead, I literally reached the point. I don't like to overuse the word literally, but I literally reached the point where I could not sleep at night if I pretended that this was a normal president.
Yeah, same here. And I'm a first-time grandfather, and I look at 2.5-year-old Abigail, and my kids, too, are 31 and 27. And why shouldn't they and Abigail have the same shot, Rick, that you and I have had, as opposed to sitting around and watching the country be taken away?
It's utterly true. And you know, my congratulations, by the way. My kids are a little younger than that, but they are both, you know, starting out in life, and they are, you know, in a world that you know, we are at risk every day, both diplomatically and economically and militarily, because this man is absolutely out of control, and no one is there to check him. You know, for as much as the anonymous op-ed writer claims there's a resistance in the White House, no one's stopping the major excesses of this guy every day. And that my concern is rising by the day over his stability, his mental health, and the danger he poses to our country.
Many who support the president will say, well, as he says on Twitter, look at the economy, two Supreme Court judges. There are a lot of policy changes that are conservative in nature. So what is it about President Trump that you feel is a danger to society?
Well, I always want to correct people when they give Donald Trump credit for the economy. The credit for the economy isn't Barack Obama or Donald Trump. The credit for the economy is there's a gigantic ocean of cheap money the Federal Reserve lent to Wall Street for the last decade after the financial crisis.
Right.
We are floating on top of the biggest sugar high ever in the history of the American economy. And when the crash comes, and we decided we'd have one more bump with the tax bill. When the crash comes, it is going to be absolutely devastating. There is not money ever to pay the bills. We're going, as a country, to go bankrupt. It's been a fun party, but the bill is coming due. So Donald Trump claiming credit and doing a victory march on every single piece of economic news is a very hollow victory at best.
Well, we have multiple bubbles going on right now. That's the scary thing.
Of course.
You got the student loan bubble in this country is bigger than the housing bubble was in 06 and 07, along with the credit card debt and all the other things we just spend money on and don't pay the bill for.
It's absolutely true, and we're in a position right now as a country where we've kind of normalized that. And look, Donald Trump's a man who went bankrupt four times because he spent too much money. And so he doesn't see a problem here at all. And as an actual conservative, as an old-fashioned economic conservative, I believe that debt and deficits are, especially as a national government, need to be something we keep a very, very careful check on. But I also think that this is a president, you know, as we've seen from not only the Woodward book, but all the other reporting that's very constant with the Woodward book, this is a guy who is not particularly stable. He's not particularly healthy upstairs. And he doesn't really run this country in the course of the day as someone who's a rational, normal leader. He runs it as Donald Trump, who's this performance artist in the White House, who is only seeking to please and to address his base, not the American people more broadly, and the short temper and the vengefulness and the pettiness Those are things that I think are below the stature of the president, below the dignity of the president.
Rick, the Republican Party is at a crossroads in the sense that you're more and more candidates that are supported by Donald Trump, that support the president, are beating more established Republicans. So what do you think the future of the party looks like?
I think the future of the party is grim, frankly. I think we're in for a hard reset. You know, Donald Trump has repelled a bunch of groups Republicans traditionally were able to win, including educated women, including educated voters in general, Hispanics and African Americans. Their support for the GOP is lower than at any point in history. And we're talking African Americans traditionally. Republicans used to win about 10% to 12% of the African American vote. Right now, every survey that's out there shows they're somewhere around 2 to 3%. Right. That's almost below the threshold we can accurately measure. So we're in a demographic dead end here. If the parties consist of guys like you and me, you know, 50 plus white dudes, Donald Trump would be great. He'd do fine. The GOP would be perfectly okay, but it doesn't.
You know, the scary thing, and by the way, I highly recommend the book as well. Rick Wilson's book is subtle. Everything Trump touches dies. I do highly recommend it because we're in a 911. You know, I feel like the house is on fire and somebody's going, we should probably eventually get some water, but, you know, maybe somebody else will do it. Because the cowardice of Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan are not just an accelerant to the problem. They get half credit for this. Donald Trump's not equipped for the job. He's not ready for the job. He's not doing the job. Ryan and McConnell know how the job should be done, and they're hiding. And that's inexcusable.
Yep. The moral cowardice of, and look, I've known Paul Ryan a long time. I grew up in politics watching this young guy slightly younger than me come up fast and thought he is the future.
So did I.
This guy has a clear head, a moral compass. He's going to be an amazing leader for this country. And Paul Ryan, I don't know how Trump broke him, but every day I watch Paul Ryan and I think, how is he still there? Why has he not walked out of the room and just said, I'm done? Because this isn't what Paul Ryan has always told us he represents and believes in. But he has accommodated Donald Trump. He's normalized him. He's forgiven him. And he's let Devin Nunes and Dana Rohrabacher and Steve King and Mark Meadows and the rest of these idiots run an obstruction operation out of the White House or out of the Congress to protect Donald Trump from Robert Mueller. And that is an absolutely unforgivable transgression of their oath of office to protect and uphold the Constitution.
The other 65% of this country, Rick, and I'll let you go on this, the other 65% of this country who don't support Donald Trump have got to stop sitting on the sidelines. You don't get to just bitch. You got to get out and vote, and you got to stand up for candidates who want to save this country and throw out the ones that don't. And that means you got to take 30 minutes on this election day coming up. Yes, it's the midterms. It's not the presidential one. We've told you where you can do the research, and in the 30 minutes of your life, you can get the information you need for those 30 minutes, including travel time, to do what the greatest privilege in this country is, exercise your right to vote and speak up on this before it's too late. And you think this is old guys on the porch with lemonade talking? I'm sorry, you're wrong.
You know, people who think that their vote doesn't matter have sat home too many times in our history and the history of other nations and let things that seemed bad but somewhat normal grow into something that's bad and abnormal. And while I don't think, you know, as I always say to people, Donald Trump isn't Hitler, because, you know, obviously Hitler had normal-sized hands. But he is a man who has authoritarian tendencies, and he pushes and pushes the buttons of the worst aspects and the darkest corners of political life in this country and beyond. And I believe it's a moral duty to oppose Donald Trump. I believe it's a moral duty to go out and vote for people who are going to help hold Donald Trump in check. And if that means it's Republicans who are going to say, okay, I can't let this game go on, I'm going to make sure I fulfill my constitutional duty, great. As a Republican, I salute that. But what Donald Trump has bought is the fact that the Democrats are almost certainly going to win the House. He's going to lose his shield of protection that he had from Nunes and all these other guys. And accountability is coming to him one way or the other.
Right. Exactly right. Listen, great talking to you, Rick. We'll do it again, I hope.
Absolutely, Steve. Looking forward to being in your great city next week for two speeches.
So. Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
And, very excited.
And follow you on Twitter, him, right? And he'll keep you up to date on all of it. You're always welcome here. That's Rick Wilson. He's a Republican, kids.
Thanks, Rick.
At The Rick Wilson.